from KQED.
This is Forum. I'm Michael Krasny. Mountain biking advocates in Marin County are frustrated at what they see as a slow pace of the new trail openings promised in a 2014 Marin County Road and Trail Management Plan, and they say that the sport is growing at an annual rate of more than 11%, and they need access to more trails. But hiking and equestrian groups argue that they are the biggest users of the open space and that bikers disobey speed limits, ride recklessly, and disrupt nature. Joining us to discuss this ongoing controversy here in studio, we have a couple of people with us. David Carbonell, who is co-founder of the New Paradigm Trail Group. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And also Max Corton, who is director and general manager of the Marin County Parks.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning to you. And Linda Novi is with us by phone. She is a spokesperson for Foot People, an advocacy group for hikers and the natural environment. And welcome, Linda Novi.
Do we have in a forum?
I'm sorry. Do we have Linda Novi?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Glad you're here.
Yeah.
I'm going to begin, David, with you, David Carbonell, who's here with us in studio. You need more access, and I understand from a writer's point of view, that's what a lot of it's all about. Tell us why you're campaigning for more access, particularly in light of the fact that I think we'll hear from Max that access has opened up more.
Yeah, so again, my name's Dave Carbonell, and I've lived in San Rafael and Fairfax here in Marin County for the last 4 years, and I've been mountain biking for most of my life, the last 20 years or so, and have coached Redwood High School team, mountain bike team in the county for the last 3 years. But I'm originally from the East Coast, and back on the East Coast, trails were shared by all users all the time, and there wasn't access issues. So I was really surprised when I moved to Marin to find out that most of the land management agencies either severely limit or exclude or ban all mountain bike access.
You're in a different world here, Dave.
Yeah.
You're on the other side of the moon from
right.
the East Coast, right?
Absolutely, and it's just hard to understand because, you know, Marin is such a progressive and tolerant county that you'd figure that they'd be willing to tolerate a user group that is full of engaged and interested citizens who simply want to go out and enjoy nature.
Hear the argument that, you know, some are riding too fast, excess of the speed laws, also maybe doing some damage to nature.
Yeah, and, you know, that's great that you bring that up because there are so many studies out there and data that show that mountain bikes actually don't have any more impact on the environment than a horse, certainly, or a hiker. And it's certainly worked out in other areas of the country and other areas in California. And as far as the speeding issue, that's actually great that we have Max here who can also address this because the county did a study using radars, LIDAR guns. To talk about speeding in the county. And in fact, most of the users, including the bikes, didn't speed. The speed limit itself is 15 miles an hour. And the fastest speed they recorded of anyone out there, which was on a paved path, in fact, not on a dirt path, was 19 miles an hour. So we're only talking 4 miles an hour over that. It was just one person that was doing that.
Dave Carbonell, again, is here with us in studio. He's co-founder of the New Paradigm Trail Group. Linda Novi is spokesperson for Foot People. Linda Novi, I can hear you making some sounds that sound dissenting.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, you want to jump in here? Go ahead. I mean, you
sure.
heard what Dave said.
Sure. I heard what Dave said, and I guess what I'd like to say is that I think the problems sharing trails with mountain bikes is not just a Marin phenomena. If you Google it, it's, you know, there are headlines all over the United States. But we believe that mountain biking does have a place in our public lands, but we feel that the vast majority of narrow trails, footpaths, are not appropriate for mountain bike use because of, frankly, how the mountain bike sport pushes the envelope a little bit.
You feel they're displacing the hikers and maybe also that there's not enough enforcement?
Well, I think that, yes, equestrians have been displaced because and hikers have been displaced because, frankly, Michael, if you have a few encounters that feel dangerous on the trail with a mountain bike or, you know, any experience, you aren't going to go there again. You've been displaced, and it's hard to capture those people in any survey because they're not there. And we're also concerned how mountain bike riders do ride on some of the trails, which is concerning, and you mentioned it earlier, it does damage nature. Riding at night, riding on the sides of trails, really looking for technical recreation. And we would like to just celebrate the 637 miles of roads and trails that are available in Marin County.
There's even concern for the spotted owl, which I haven't heard, I confess, in a long time.
Absolutely. It's a threatened, it's a endangered species now, federally mandated that its habitat and this animal be preserved. And it's a grand experiment right now in the Giacomini Preserve to see if opening up this new trail complex that's open to bikes and hikers, a dual-use designation, how this is going to affect the spotted owls.
All right, I'm going to do this. We're going to hear from Max Corton, but you've heard sort of the essence of a lot of the debate and how it comes down. I'm already getting a lot of responses as expected, but let me give you the phone number because I know many of you would like to weigh in by phone, and you have an opportunity to do that by calling our toll-free number. It's 866-733-6786. We do welcome your calls, welcome particularly mountain bikers and some feelings that you might have, either pro and con in terms of lack of access and not enough access or perhaps too much access. Our email address is forum@kqed.org. You can also join us by going to our website, kqed.org/forum, and click on this segment or tweet us. Our Twitter handle is @KQEDForum. And let's bring Max Corton into this, Director and General Manager of Marin County Parks. Max, this is the second year implementing road and trail plan, adding new single-track mountain biking trail. You got 20% more, in fact, now, and what, projected 15% next year?
That's correct.
So yeah. The numbers are rising.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. This is the second year that we're able to implement projects under our road and trail management plan. And the really exciting thing about it is that that plan puts at the forefront protecting the environment, so reducing the impact of our road and trail system. But at the same time, looking for, you know, win-wins, places where we can protect the environment and enhance recreation. At the same time, make sure that we're providing for visitor safety.
And you're doing speed enforcement now too, right? I mean, nobody's getting a ticket that's costing money, but there are citations being written with radar?
Well, so we are using LIDAR, which is similar to radar on our preserves.
LIDAR, yeah.
We also use it on our paved multi-use paths. And so far, they have not led to any citations, but it's a tool that we have. And I think it's really important as we go towards projects that might open trails that didn't have mountain bikers on those trails in the past. We hear a lot of concerns from the community, and we want to have a tool that can address those concerns if necessary.
And how exactly are you addressing those concerns?
Well, I think through a multitude of ways. One really important way is as we open these trails, and there aren't a lot of them, there's just a small number so far, but we open trails to mountain bike use, is careful design of those trails. So features like good sight lines, slowing features, just the same as when you're creating a road, you create sinuosity that slows visitors down. And then signage, education, and some enforcement as well.
I said, by the way, we want to hear from mountain bikers. We also want to hear from hikers and equestrians and just the general population, how you respond. You got 7 different land management agencies, though, don't you, Max? That makes things pretty complicated bureaucratically, I would think.
In Marin County?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we are just 2 agencies, so Marin County Parks and Marin County Open Space District. I'm the general manager and director of both of those. And so, yeah, we're a little different than the National Park Service or state parks or the water district. The lands that we manage are really, narrow and follow sort of behind people's backyards. Our average visitor comes to our preserves close to 100 times in a year. So they're not so much weekend destinations. They're part of, you know, the places just behind people's backyards where they do their daily dog walking, go for a jog or go for a bike ride.
Actually, I'm looking at a comment from Ed who says, dogs have greater access to trails in Marin than bikes. This is asinine. Another comment from Erica actually brings a question right to your front door here, Max. Erica writes, many other local counties like Santa Cruz, San Mateo, Alameda, and others embrace mountain bikes and have sustainable trail systems. Marin County has a terrible reputation across the country as being elitist bike haters. Question for Max, what will Marin County do to create more mountain bike access?
Well, I think our road and trail plan is really a great way to do that. And each year what we've set out to do, and one of the cool things in Marin County is we have a community that really cares about the roads and trails. And so we have a process that's very open and transparent where we invite the community in to make proposals about our system, to help us come up with solutions. And as you mentioned, this is really the first and this actually the second year where we're implementing projects. The first year we increased the mountain biking mileage on our narrow trail system by 20%. And this coming year, we expect to do that by 15%. You know, each year, we're not only making our trail system better for our visitors, but also for the environment. We're reducing the impacts of those roads and trails.
Well, here's Stan who writes, in this place where the mountain bike was invented, it does seem sad that there are so few places in Marin to legally bike off-road. Is that the case, Dave?
That's certainly how we feel about it. You know, the vision that I have for Marin County is equal sharing of access for all user groups. And currently, if you look at the mountain bike user groups, when it comes to narrow trail access, we're about 25 to 45% of the user group, depending on what area you're looking at. But we only have access to 10% of the trails. Compare that to equestrians, who are only a 1% or so of the user group. They have access to 90% of the trails.
I'm looking at a tweet from Rich who says, horses take up the most room on trails, leave disgusting deposits, and their owners are the least inclusive. And let me go to you on this, Linda Novi. Actually, Eric writes. I want to go to you on what Eric writes. Who exactly are the foot people? How many people support their agenda? My concern is that we have a small group of vocal residents overriding the needs of the larger community. Linda?
Thank you for that question. The Foot People are a coalition of conservationists, hikers, and we have a mountain biker and a couple of horse riders. We came together about 5 years ago when we saw that there was a need to speak out in protection of the environment and also for the slower-paced visitor to public lands. And we speak for the interests of the greater population, the 75% of the hikers and the 1% of the equestrians.
You also have a leading environmentalist on your side, I believe, Nona Dennis, who I've known
yes,
for many
do.
Years.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
All right,
we
let
do.
Me.
We have many, many legacy environmental leaders on our group.
Let me, before I go to callers, let me go to a couple of more comments here. Deborah writes on Facebook, we hikers were constantly forced to give way to mountain bikers on single track. With another hiker, you can sometimes accommodate where you can both keep going, but with mountain bikers, you have to stop completely and let them go. As a biker myself, I know it is not pleasant to have your momentum disrupted, but on most paved trails, pedestrians have the right of way and the biker stops as necessary. If pedestrians stop yielding on mountain bike trails, what happens? And Rita writes on Facebook, mountain bikes create a great deal more erosion on the single-track trails. Last weekend, hiking on Mount Tam on the Diaz Ridge Trail and other nearby trails, there were many areas of deep ruts created by mountain bike tires. Certainly, the rain has also affected the erosion, too. The trails become less safe for hikers with such deep, uneven ruts. The California State Park System does not have the money to repair and maintain trails that have become extremely rutted. Single-track trails are not safe for hikers and bikers. Keep the trails safe for hikers. And let me go to your calls. Let's begin with a Berkeley caller. Isaac, you're on the air. Or Jim, I'm sorry. This is Jim in Saratoga. Jim, go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm kind of probably an outlier in terms of callers. I do own two horses. I run avidly, and I ride avidly, mountain biking in the Fremont Older Open Space Preserve. I deal with a horse ranch right next to me that I ride through as well. And there's a simple thing that can be done with very naturally with a lot of the trees that fall down. You could take several of the stumps, mitigate speed on the downhill portions of many trails that have poor line of sight. It would take a simple three log placement to slow bikes down at poor line of sight, which would help out. Education would be another one, teaching people to follow the rules of the road, to pass to the left, hiker stay to the right, biker stay to the right, on single track trails. And then in terms of damage, there's several trails that are closed off, and I'm in close contact with the rangers out there. Horses do a tremendous amount of damage, and I, as a horse owner, will not ride my horse or bike at certain times. But horses do tremendous amounts of damage just based on the PSI of the hoof. You've got a 1,200-pound animal plus 150-pound rider, all put on one hoof, and it literally makes these bomb marks in the trails that take months and months and months to repair. The tires do dig in at places, but the bike will roll back over that day by day and smooth that path back out, where the horses will not do that. It takes a lot of churning of that soil in order to get that trail repaired. So they do a lot of damage to the point where your bike can't use them. It's very unstable. It's an ankle twister to use those trails. And I advocate full use of the trails because I use them in all three disciplines. But I really think there's room for everybody to get along. speed mitigation would be huge. I know a lot of mountain bikers that abuse the speed. I yell at them and really speak in advocacy for safe trails. And also calling out, put a bell on your bike and or call out when you're on a corner and just, you know, just yell. People can hear further than they can see around these corners. So,
Jim, a lot of good information from you, a lot of salient points touched, and I thank you for that call. Actually, I was talking about citations. Here's a listener who tweets, I've been ticketed for having an off-leash small dog. I've often wondered why speeding mountain bikers don't get tickets. Dave, you can understand some indignation there, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, actually, the Foot People put together a compendium of citations in the last several years from the county open space. And they actually found that most of the citations were for off-leash dogs, and very few of the citations were for mountain bikers on unsanctioned trails, and certainly for speeding. And I think that's actually just evidence of the fact that it's really not so much of a problem, and that this is a perception that a very small part of the community is putting out there. It's frankly unsubstantiated by data. And we look at the data right now. So County Open Space did a study of users, and 98% of users feel safe. And GGNRA did a study, so that's Marin Headlands area, also users, all types, and found that 94% of people report good to great interactions.
Linda Novi, what do you say to those high numbers you've heard?
What I say is, number one, a lot of people don't know how to report incidents on the trails. And we're encouraging people to know what public land agency you're in and call and report any unsafe conditions. Regarding impacts on the trails, every visitor to open space or to public lands has an impact. And sure, bikes create ruts, horses create hoof prints, hikers create footprints, but it's that Dale Evans song, it's Happy Trails, it's how you ride the trail that counts. Are you riding off trail? How many are you? Are you creating eyebrows on the side of trails? Are you cross-cutting through vegetation? Are you riding on trails not signed for your particular activity? And Dave, you would know about that because actually I looked at your Redwood mountain bike team coach's bio, and you list your favorite trails, and all three of them are not signed for bikes. So I think it's how we all comply and follow the guidelines of our public land managers that will keep our trails protected and ensure safe conditions.
Let's give Dale because Dale Evans should be linked to Roy Rogers, but Dave, you don't want to forget Roy Rogers in that Happy
That's
Trails.
That's right.
Yeah, Dave, did you want to say something to that?
Sure, I'm happy to say something to that. There needs to be more trail access, right? The reason that those trails are currently unsanctioned and that so many trails are unsanctioned is because of this small and vocal opposition to groups. In other parts of the country, in other parts of California, you don't have to go very far to find places where people have learned to share trails with all user groups.
So what is it about Marin County, Max Corton? I mean, this is what we keep hearing from Dave and other listeners who've written in and said, you know, it's not true in my county. Why is it true? We've been accused of elitism and all that.
Well, I think Marin County in the Bay Area is a special place, and you know, it's a place where people have really worked to protect natural lands, and we have an incredible wealth of public lands, national parks, state parks, and you know, I think for a long time we've been unable to tackle some of these issues, and one of the big ones is that our trail system, you know, there are impacts from visitors, but one of the biggest impacts is that our roads and trails, we have 250 miles of them in our preserves. They were built as old logging roads, old ranch roads. They go straight up mountains. They have a lot of impacts in and of themselves without anyone walking on them or biking. And so we have this incredible opportunity to pair recreational improvements that I think there's a desire for with environmental improvements, with looking at those old logging roads and figuring out, how can we make them better? How could we bring them up to a standard that would reduce sedimentation into salmon-bearing creeks? That would.
And you've also got to think about sustainability in all this.
Yeah, exactly.
In a major way.
Right.
I want to read a couple comments here. Mike writes, as a runner on the Marin County trails, I feel bicyclists are not aware of hikers and runners, and there needs to be some coordination between the two. Bruce writes, my wife and I regularly hike Marin's open space. At least once a week, we are accosted by a speeding mountain bike rider who forces us off narrow trails. Enough already. Let me go to some more callers here, and let's go to Larry. Larry, you're on.
I'm on. Thank you. I'm calling from Portola Valley. I am a regular equestrian. Most of the time it's in an arena, but there are times when I'm riding on trails. And in Woodside and Hill for sure, and I'm pretty sure in Portola Valley, those trails are closed during rainy season when it's muddy, so there's no riding permitted. But my encounters with bicycle riders, especially on the weekend, just getting to the equestrian center, aggressiveness, I mean, riding four and five-fold side-by-side, I mean, we kind of joke and it looks like locusts, but I'm not sure if they don't know the rules or they could care less, but no advance to rules. And on a few occasions, you know, at least in Portola Valley, the horses have the right of way. It's rules, it's signage, it's not obeyed. And I've had at least one bad experience where, you know, a rider caused me to fall off. And my last thing, and it probably has nothing to do with anything, horses and those horse trails have been around a lot longer than most of us, and bicycles and what have you. And I don't know, I just, no one obeys rules, and I think it's rampant in a lot of areas.
Well, Larry, thank you for that call. I'm actually going to go back to Dave Carbonell. What do you tell your young riders about just manners on the trails and riding?
I remind them that we're ambassadors for our sport. And, you know, the policies around the country and internationally is that, yeah, absolutely, bikes are supposed to yield to hikers and bikes are supposed to yield to equestrians.
But they don't, Linda Novi, from your perspective, in too many cases, correct?
They don't. And people are scared now. Many people have been displaced off the trail. Many hikers cite instances when they have to dive off the trail because a mountain bike is coming. But I wanted to add and respond to Dave, your comment that it works everywhere but not here. If you take a quick glance at some of the articles online, you'll see in the Orange County Register, clashes mount as mountain bikers, hikers, equestrians hit the trail. Santa Cruz, British Columbia, Boulder, Denver, Montana. Mid-Peninsula has had some good success because it's a very large, they have large property holdings and they have well-funded enforcement resources. And they are actually seeing over the last 10 years citations go down. So that's one thing, you know, Max, even though we're well-staffed, we could have more of an enforcement presence.
Let me ask Max about that. Max Gordon?
Sure. I mean, I think, you know, the number one message for us is for all visitors to slow down and say hello to each other. Take time to get to know each other and be friendly. We live in an incredible place with incredible natural resources and scenic areas. And when you're out there hiking, riding a bike, out on a horse, it's a great opportunity to be friendly and to be thankful for what we have. Irregardless, you know, we're going to work to make sure that all of our visitors have opportunities and that they feel safe in our preserves.
Let me read a comment from Michael, who is a trail builder, and he says, as a trail builder, the bigger issue is poor trail design in Marin. I've built all over the U.S., and Marin is the worst I've ever seen. They're often blind in corners and don't follow many rules of proper trail design. There's a comment from Cameron, who writes, your guest who's a mountain biker proponent is providing misleading information and citing unreliable studies. As a Marin hiker, I've seen the tremendous damage done to trails by mountain bikers right in front of me. The resulting erosion is devastating. I have friends that have been hit by errant mountain bikers, and I have almost been hit on the trail on numerous occasions. Although I do not like the horses and the manure, horses do much less damage to the trails. Peter writes to you on this, Max, could separate hiking and biking trail networks be developed where hiking trails are for hikers only and biking trails are for biking only?
Sure. I think, you know, with our road and trail management work, you know, we're open to creative solutions. I think one thing that's really important to keep in mind is that we have a huge network of existing both designated and social trails. And through the work that we do, we're trying to reduce the footprint of that system. And so, you know, without trying to build even more trails on the land, I think that the opportunity we have is to look at that existing system and figure out ways to make it more sustainable and to achieve some of these recreational and safety goals at the same time. So I think we have the tools out there to do it. Sometimes it's going to mean that people are going to share. Sometimes maybe we can find opportunities for single uses. But You know, I think—
Can't we all just get along? Huh?
Hey, that would be great.
Max Courtney, again, is Director and General Manager of Marin County Parks. Let me bring another caller on here from San Anselmo. Sam, you're on.
Hi. I'd just like to make a note that the Giacomini experiment that the person mentioned earlier, that's actually been going on for 20 years. And in those 20 years, there have been no significant erosion from bikers, and there's been no issues with spotted owl migration. In fact, the numbers there are higher than they are elsewhere. And so it wouldn't appear that in these 20 years had any negative impact on either factor that the commenter mentioned.
Okay. Sam, I'm sorry. Did you have something else to add?
Yeah, just very briefly. I'm sorry to keep you on.
No, it's okay.
The peninsula where shared use is the rule is completely incident-free. I'd like to know what makes Marin so much different than the peninsula, and that 20 miles to the south, we could have shared use with absolutely no incidents whatsoever, and then 20 miles to the north is absolutely not even an option.
Well, Max Gordon. Now,
well, I don't know that they're so different. I don't have the numbers off the top of my head, but I'd guess that that there's some similar rates of incidents. But our system is a little different than that of Mid Peninsula Open Space District. Our preserves are right in people's backyards, and they really ring sort of the suburban 101 corridor of Marin. Whereas Mid Peninsula's preserves are, places that are a little bit more removed from communities.
So we've just got seconds left here. Could you say something about this Fairfax multi-use trail project on the old road for hiker access?
Sure. I think so. We are working on a project that's in our work plan for this coming year in Cascade Canyon. It's a great example of what we do. A proposal came from Marin County Bicycle Coalition and Friends of Corte Madera Creek to get visitors up out of the creek to protect local salmon in that creek. And additionally, to make it safe for users or visitors who could cross the bridges and access trails when streams were high, like right now.
Well, that's going to be the final word. I want to thank all of you. I hope things do work out and can make each other get along well. Max Courtney again here in studio, Director and General Manager of Marin County Parks. Thank you, Max.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave Carbonell, co-founder of New Paradigm Trail Group.
Thank you.
And thanks, Linda Novi, who joined us by phone, spokesperson for Foot People, an advocacy group for hikers and the natural environment. Thank you, Linda Novi.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, our listeners. We would not be here without you, and we're here with you Monday through Friday, 9 to 11, with an hour repeat at 10 to 11 in the evening. Forum is produced by Judy Campbell, Irene Noguchi, Tina Larberg, Susan Britton, and Jeremy Siegel. Our engineer today is Jim Bennett, our engagement producer, Amanda Stupai, and we get online support from Amanda Font. Senior editor is Dan Zoll, and our executive producer is Holly Kernan. Thank you for listening. For all of us here, I'm Michael Krasny.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation.